माया। डिफिकल्ट टू ट्रांसलेट इन टू एनी लैंग्वेज आर अंडरस्टैंड कैन बी कॉल्ड एल्यूशन इमेजिनेशन सो इट इज ट्रांसलेटेड लाइक दिस थिंग वट इज एंड इज नॉट इज कॉल्ड माया। As in the evening, in the dim light, we see a snake for the rope. This snake is at the same time is not. When we have a knowledge of the rope, it did not exist, and until we don't have this knowledge, then this is a snake. Snake is real. Until we have the knowledge of the reality of its substratum, the rope. Having found the rope, the snake never existed. So it was not. But without the reality of the substratum, the snake is always there. Like this, in the beginning of the creation, in this single instant of time, this creation was there instantly, became real. So among this creation, millions of jivas instantly were born out of womb, out of egg, out of humid. All the sources, these three kinds of jivas are there. They have now individual understanding, individual minds. They now think within the same instant of time, this creation, they have imagination now, another notion of time and space in the individuality. As in the dream, the dreamer thinks of a different individuality as a dreamer, and this dreamer also sees the different individuals, also sees the animals and the mountains and the rivers and the forests, the dreamer. Those individuals which has been created by the dreamer are the dream creation. They themselves now are independent to have their different kind of notions to see their objects, their own objects and subject relationships. Like this, these individuals now have created their own individual understandings, and this notion of time, past, present and future has given reality to this creation which was created in this single instant, the duration that it is. It is there from the past millions of years. This has been attributed, and it is staying as real and will stay as real. So this is what we see now. We see past, present, future, and some call it 85 million years of this world. And this, we are so many individuals here as human beings. 6 billion people, and we cannot count the other jivas, and it will stay. So this permanency, this reality cannot be understood. This maya cannot be understood. accept that the knowledge of the rope, we had been able to understand the unreality of the snake. Likewise, unless we know the truth of our own substratum, we cannot understand what is Maya. Therefore, many people here, they say, we cannot understand this, we cannot understand this. You cannot understand, you have not to understand. You have to find your own truth, your own self, your own ultimate substratum, who you are. Till then you cannot understand this imagination. You have given reality, this is a notion. Whatever you think, it becomes. Whatever you think, it becomes real in front of you. It's a mere thought in the dream that became real to you. So it cannot be proved so far it is real or unreal. It is or is not. To know this is the only way, the only way is to know your own truth by yourself or by some teacher or some authorized sutra, means the experiences of the ancients who have realized the truth directly. So this can be understood with direct perception, not indirectly. Indirectly means not through understanding, not through mind, and not through intellect, not through any senses. Not indirectly. Direct perception of the truth is. It doesn't need any agency in between. You have to direct your own self before the substratum, before your own truth, face to face. Nothing in between you and yourself. Then you can see the truth of your own self, who you are, really are. And how to do it? What is this direct perception face to face? Is not to give rise to any thought and not to make any effort. This is going to be direct. All the rest is indirect, means through the mind understanding or seeing through the eyes. So direct perception means looking the sun, towards the sun. You don't need anything. When you want to look towards the sun, it is self-effulgent. It has its own light. You don't need any agency of any other torch or candle to see the sun, through which you see, through which the sun itself takes its brightness, shine. Even for the sun to see is not correct. Through which the sun shines, through which the moon shines, through which the stars shine, through which you are going to see the sun, that eye of wisdom, or that wisdom itself, to see the wisdom itself before the wisdom, or wisdom within the wisdom, or seeing the seer seeing the seer itself is called direct seeing. And then you will know the truth, what this Maya is. And wherever there is a truth, there must be Maya. Wherever there is fire, there must be heat or light. So wherever this consciousness is, there must be knowledge. Knowledge and consciousness are the same thing. When this consciousness, facing within the consciousness, mirror, the inside of the mirror, looking into the mirror itself, not any projection on it. Mirror looking to the mirror itself. Like that you have to see your own self here and now without stirring a thought or making any kind of effort. As the mirror placed in front of the mirror, what will be deflected? What will be seen? What one mirror will see into the other mirror? And how these reflections could be different from the one mirror to the other mirror? So, mirrors may be two. The reflection may be the card. There is one mirror is reflecting the other, but I don't think there could be any effect into the reflection of one mirror into the other or the other into the other. So this is called very direct perception, direct knowledge. And for direct knowledge you don't need any agency. You don't need any agency. You don't need any teacher, even, or any sutra, or any meditation, or any method. You have simply to give yourself one moment from where this whole cosmos was projected. So that itself, you are here and now. Obstruction is that you want to understand. Obstruction is, impediment is that you want to become it, you want to be it, you want to practice it. When you do away all these concepts of any attainment, achievement, or any thought of practice, or anything that you are going to achieve through any method, through any person, then you are left alone, facing to your own self, here and now. And it doesn't need any time also. Time was created later on. Time will be created when you want to postpone it. When you want to practice it, then you need time, of course. And when you leave all notions and ideations and concepts, and also your desires, then you are what you are. And this is called truth, and this is called reality, and this is called direct perception. So you need only absolute 100% total watchfulness. when something is going, you must be totally alert to absorb it, what is in front of you. Then it happens at once. But two swords cannot be kept in one sheath. That's how they say. You can't have your old habits together with this question of inquiring who you are. So only one at a time. The other one you have been trying since billion years, that's how it is said. This incarnation as a human being has taken over a billion years. And you have played very well. You have done very well. You are here in this form. But now you have to jump little above into your own self and discard everything. Discard doesn't mean that you run away from life. Discard means only pay attention who you are. Then you can live with everything, because everything comes out of that. Maybe just imagination. Then only you could know this reality may not be reality. But you have to have this experience first. Find out who you are, what is real and what is not real. Then you will know everything is that itself. Otherwise, where does it come from? Whole samsara, all this planet, men, animals, birds, trees, where do they come from? From the same source. Our source must be the same. So you return to your own source and know for yourself what it is, and all the rest is that itself. No difference between you and the other. Then you will speak to rocks, to the trees, to the animals, to all men at the same time. Because there the time does not exist. It is a concept. Time, past, present, future is just your concept. So to know the reality, you have to spend a moment, instant, to know all this phenomena, what it is. Then only you can say, what is all this? Then you question to yourself and you will know the answer. Anybody wants to ask anything about today's topic?
Meditation has no use at all. You're just sitting silently in the mountains, has no meaning. Because I was 6 weeks meditating and I felt just meditating means just watching. No effort, no intention, just closing the eyes and watching. And I came here and I feel, and you were inside me somehow. I felt I was dreaming about you, and I was very grateful almost every night going down to your picture. And I come here and you are outside me all of a sudden, and I'm in some kind of a trap. I'm wanting something, and you are there, you are a different person, you know. I have to focus my awareness in satsang, or, you know. And yeah, so I feel I'm in a split coming here.
What do you mean by split? I speak of split second. Not only I don't stop, I split don't. I say split second. So you have gone to caves, you have gone to high Himalayas, and you have meditated also, but yet the split second you did not stay quiet for a split second. You were always running on the motorcycle from here to Manali. But this split second you did not find. Split second is quite different, you see. Just like you give a kick to your motorcycle, in a split second, the engine starts working. Then you press the gear, split second, you are going. Apply the brake, split second, you stop. So this split second is different, you see. You must learn from your motorcycle. If some buffalo comes in front of the motorcycle, what will you do? You full brake, isn't it? To avoid accident. So this split second, you have to apply full brake. Do not allow the mind to run. There will be crash otherwise. And this is your experience. You learn from anything you like. So this split second you have to see what is going on here. I have read these facts also here. They have described simply watching. They are not face to face. We have not met all these people. Only just on the film they have seen. And immediately they must have seen, and they stood up in peace, and they experienced peace and love. Immediately the center facts. What is this?
With all the humbleness, I can say that I have experienced this split second with more than once.
And oh, that is not true.
I know.
No, when you say more than once, then it is not split second. When you say more than once, you said, it's not split second. These are the second split into many things, you see. Second split into many things, as you say, many times. So you have split the second, not split second. Many times means what?
For this split second really to consume the mind, is there no need for just sitting? Because then in a regular life, the tendencies has a more chance to rose again. Split second, I mean, when I was 21, out of nowhere, God come, and the second time when I came to see you the first time 2 years ago, it was the same experience, somehow the circle was completed.
Yes, many times means many times means, before means scarlet number one, then number two, then number three, this becomes many. So when you had this first experience of split second, so you were, I quite agree, you were in that split second, first time. So what was the need of the second time to return to? It means you have lost it. When you have lost it, it was not the split second. Split second cannot be lost. When you speak many times, it means time. Many times means time. Time is again and again and again is known time, past, present, future. This is called time. But when you had this experience, how did you get out of this experience during that split second? Why did you reject to have another one? Another also rejected to have the third one, and so on. Why did you reject first when you had this first experience? Why did you reject it? It means you wanted, you liked something else better than this split second. That's how you came out of this split second. It means you have never entered. You were in the previous habit. You have heard about this split second and you grasped it intellectually, keeping your old habits along with you. This intellectual grasp, you thought, I have an experience. It was not an experience. You didn't reject the previous thing and didn't stay there, didn't taste it. If you had tasted, what was the use of again going to the next second? And this split second means it will suck you. This split second will suck you. And you will become one with it. It will not allow you to run away from this. It is so lovely, just like a raindrop falling from the sky. It was once upon a time, it was a cloud falling on the surface of the ocean, also having fear. Where will I fall? I will be destroyed. So slowly and slowly, falling on the surface, touching the surface of the ocean, what will happen to this raindrop? Instantly, split second, it is now touching the surface. What will happen to this raindrop? Will it remain as a raindrop? Will it again call that I was a raindrop? What it is now?
Ocean.
Yes. It has become ocean. If he tries to find again in the ocean that I am a raindrop, it can't find its name and form. Raindrop, name and form will not be there. It's full, complete, limitless ocean. So this ocean of peace, this second is going and touching the ocean of peace and becomes peace. So how can, as you say, many times, it will not rise up again as a raindrop again fall. Why to fall, knowing I am that itself? It's submerged. No more concept of a raindrop. No more name. No more form. So that you have to, this is called experience, you see. Then the ocean will not allow you to again run away. So the old habits can continue, any habit maybe. It doesn't disturb you. Habits are physical.
Yes.
And this is not physical, not mental even. It is transcendental state. And you are on the top. The lower things you don't see, you don't recognize. As you are flying in the air, you are on the city. You see many cars are going, many people are there. Can you recognize who is your friend? who, many cars, you see the line of cars from the sky. You can't recognize like this when you're on the top, all are one.
Yes, yes.
You don't differentiate anything. And this is a secret one has to know with a teacher. So I have also known this secret with my teachers. Therefore, after this, what's my work? Either meditating or speaking to people about this secret, telling to the people, you can only be happy if you know your own self. You will not be happy, even like Alexander, you get all the world, you conquer all the world, yet you say the China is not conquered. Yet you have this thing. You are never satisfied with anything, you see. You may accumulate diamonds, you are not, yet you are not happy, you see. So happiness is when you know yourself, then only you will be happy. And to know the self, you have to go to a teacher, not to the caves. I have seen caves also, people meditating in the caves. I have met them, lived with them, but they are only talking of their previous life, that they have their wife, children at home. They don't speak anything, no experience by yourself in the cave. Cave is not your teacher. You are running away, escaping from the life. And in the cave you are more in trouble. You are alone now. Then you make friends here and there. Then you become two. And in the caves also, wherever you see, there is no one single person. There may be other sadhus also living. So again you want the family, old habit again. You can't stay quiet. And quietness, you are not disturbed with many hundreds and thousands of people, you see. When you get quiet, you get this experience. There are so many people, but they are all like-minded people. So it doesn't make whether it's one or many, it doesn't mean. You are swimming in the same boat. Therefore, your destiny is the same. If sinks, everybody will sink. If you or your ferry is very good, you go across together with everybody, you see. So to cross this ocean of suffering, which is known as samsara, samsara means suffering again and again, that's the meaning of the word samsara. Suffering again and again, birth after birth, death after death. How to cross it? You must have a raft. You can't swim because there are crocodiles, sharks. They will eat you up, you see. You need a raft. And what is the raft? Satsang is the raft. This is the only raft, you see. If you can find one, don't jump into the ocean. It's full of dangers, you see. And once you are on the raft, you have nothing to do. Nobody will trouble you, you see. Raft will not sink down, you see. Raft will not sink down. I have seen many saints doing penance, high Himalayas up to 60,000 feet. That means about 4,000 meters. I have been going alone, I have seen quite few people, what they have been doing, you see. Not for enlightenment, of course they have been doing to get powers. And that they get. I have seen one person in the Himalayas, and we had a talk because there was nobody else. Then we came together, sat together, and spoke about what's your attainment. I asked him. He was a young man. He was from Kashmir. Later on I came to know. High school student. He ran away from the house. He had a teacher there who taught him yoga. Yoga he taught him. Heart yoga also. Raj yoga also. So how to rise up the kundalini also he could know. Then I say, what is the benefit? The benefit is, he showed me that he lifted the body and stayed in the air. I can sit like this. Then I said, sitting on the ground, I am sitting on the ground and you are 1 feet above. But what is the use? Every crow can do it. Even a crow can lift his body in stairs. And then he said, now you will see multi-location, bi-location. He split him to self in many things. Same, here, there, all around, same. I am seeing with my eyes. I said, what is the use? Becoming one body is quite troublesome. Now you have got so many bodies. But when the time will come, departure will come, and only one body will die, all others also will die. You can't get your life more than what is the stipulated period, 100 years human life. That more than that you can't live, I'm very sure about it. Then he said, I can manifest anything that you like. Now we are hungry, so I need not go. This is a very, we are all around in the snow. So if I say the food will come, what food do you need? I say, I want chole bhature. I thought, that is not known in Kashmir. They eat only fish and rice. I want chole bhature. He said, chole bhature I do not know. Now I will call, I will give life, give rice to Chandi Devi. She will know, because she knows everything, and she will get. I asked the Chandi Devi, stood in front of me. And he says, this man wants chole bhature, Chandi. Okay, she brought one plate from Varanasi. So he was very good at it. Then he showed me many tricks, you see. So I said, okay, this you know. And our purpose of our meeting was, you are here, I am here. If you know better, you teach me. If I know better, I will teach you. So these things I don't want. I don't want these things. Then what you have got? I say, I have got only peace of mind. He said, that I do not know. I have gone to different lokas, different regions. Only one region they didn't allow me, and what was that? Satyaloka. Satyaloka, they didn't allow me to enter. So my guru has taught me whatever he learned from his teacher. So he said, while dying, he said, this is not the ultimate. Ultimate is Brahm-jnana, knowledge of the self. And that I have not learned because there was nobody else to teach me. So if you find anyone, you try to know this Brahm-jnana. This is the highest of all. All the lesser things are included in the highest. So he said, this I don't have, because after about knowledge, receiving this yoga knowledge, my guru was dead. So I was trying. I went through all India to find out a guru. I have contacted all the Swamis and I attended this Mahakumbh Mela, which comes after 144 years in Prayag, Allahabad, at the confluence of Ganga and Yamuna. So once in 12 years it happens, it is called full Kumbh, 6 years half Kumbh, and Mahakumbh after 12 into 12. After 144. So when I had gone there, it was 1954, and many Swamis were there throughout the center from all over the world. But whomsoever I speak about Brahm Gyan, and they ask me, what do you know? So I tell them, this is my knowledge. And they asked me, you teach us. You teach this to us, because we want to show. When we lift ourselves into the body, we can attract many students. That's how Mahesh Yogi was doing. Mahesh Yogi was doing this thing, how to lift up the body in America. And many people started studying with him in many centers. And it was not done. And they say, you lift up and give jars. And one man has broken his spine. And then he filed a suit against him, $50,000. And then he said, okay, if you can't lift, hopping is quite enough. So now people started hopping like frogs. So nothing else will touch the knowledge of the self. So, can you teach me now? I say, yes, I will teach you. Then he was having one dandam in hand. Dandam means stick, given to him by his guru. So that was responsible for all these tricks. You see, you can order anything, because this contains all knowledge. It will teach you, you see. So, he was very proud of this stick. I said, you give me this. The stick was lying there. So he thought that I am just seeing what it is. So he gave me the stick. I threw it into the river. That's how it went. And looking at the stick, which is gone. And this is the result of my so many years tapas penance, and he has thrown away. And now I said, what's left with you? He said, no, I could not separate myself with this stick and you are thrown away. So I looked at him. So this is how the split second works. He told me a story that he was a student, but he liked to learn yoga. He ran away from the school. He was the son of a sub-postmaster. And then he ran away and never returned to his house again. So strong his desire was whatsoever, and he attained it. So after that, so I said, now he's got nothing. You had only one thing. You see, with this you could play anything, any trick. But now that is gone. Now I tell you the working of the split second. I tell you, very few people I would have looked that way, maybe two others, you see, I tell you, to be honest. He was very genuine, very young age, and his body was so supple, so shining, because he didn't touch anything else. Body was absolutely transparent. And then, I didn't speak. So I saw the working of the split second, and I said, I leave now. He said, where do you go? Then I told him, I have to go. I have to go home. You have got a home also? Yes, I have home, my wife also, children also. I have to go home. So, I have one request. That request is because my my guru told me, a man from whom you receive the Brahm knowledge, knowledge of the Brahman, you have to serve him through up to the end of your life to pay back the debt of the service of the teacher, that what he has given. You can't compare what you have to give equivalent to that knowledge. There's nothing. But at least it's prescribed, you have to serve your master. So I will be staying with you wherever you go. I will be following you like a shade. I will serve you up to the end of your life. I say, no, I don't need anybody's service. You needed it, you got it. If you want something more, you tell me. Say, no, what is there? My mind is not there now. I was working with the mind, I was using the force with my mind, and mind became very strong. Now, what has happened, I do not know. I have no mind now. This is the meaning of the split second. When your mind is still there, this is not called. Why I use the word split second, I do not know. I cannot replace it. I use the split second, even then you misunderstand it, mistake it, you see. It's not the split second that belongs to time, that belongs to minute or a second. It's not that. You are first to understand this. This split second means when your mind is not there. That moment I call split second, otherwise what should I tell you? So when this happens, your desires are fulfilled. All your desires are fulfilled, not abandoned, fulfilled. Because you don't need anything else, because everything belongs to you. Just like a king of the country, he doesn't say, this plot of land I want to construct a house or anything, because everything belongs to him. So like this, your desires are fulfilled, everything is there for the king, yet no desire to buy any plot of land, everything belongs to him. Therefore, this desire doesn't rise. So when no desire rises, this means fulfillment of desires. Not that some teacher teach you have to fulfill your desire first and be empty of desire, that's not going to happen. First fulfill your desire, then your mind will be empty, and then you will be ready for freedom. That has so far not happened. If you reject one desire, other is ready. So you don't reject the desires, don't try to fulfill desire. Find a place where every desire is fulfilled, where everything belongs to you. How can you make a desire? Your eyes must be thirsty like fish, no? Fish for water. What does fish nose wants when she is out of the bank of the river? She cannot live. She will either die or jump into the ocean back. So this desire for freedom must be like a desire of a fish for freedom, for water, you see. That you are not fishes, you must say. That's how Kabir says. He was standing at the bank of a river, and one fish is addressing to Kabir, "I am thirsty. I am thirsty." So Kabir laughed. Kabir laughs. The fish is crying, "I am thirsty and I laugh." Again and again I laugh. No fish can speak from the water that she is thirsty. There must be water even to cry, "I am thirsty." So people who say, "I am suffering," that's how he addresses Kabir, I am suffering. So he says, they are crying that they are suffering in the ocean of love. How can you even cry, I am suffering, unless you are in the ocean of happiness and love? As the fish must have water in the mouth to speak, I am thirsty. How can you speak, I am suffering? This must be from the I am, that you are crying, even suffering. This suffering will not be suffering if you know you are speaking from I am. Whenever you say, I am sick, I am in trouble, I have problems, why do you use the word I? You must look back. When you know this suffering, this trouble, this problem is, if you look back, this coming from I, you will not suffer. But if you have something else in mind, outside, then you suffer. So, one instant Kabir says, this lane is not the lane of your mother-in-law, that you will be welcome there, with you will be honored. It's not the lane of your mother-in-law. This love lane, this lane of love is the sword, edge of the sword. You have to walk by yourself alone on the edge of a sharp sword. If you have anything in the mind, left, right or behind, you will fall and you will be cut. You will be so much overwhelmed with joy, I have to return to freedom. And you will not have any other thought in the mind also. You will not look behind. Walking on the edge of the sword, will you look behind? If you do, what will the result? And that is happening to almost all the 6 billion people. They will be cut one day. They will not arrive home to their mother-in-law for who will give love, and his daughter also.
Question is, you said that if you find a raft, you stay on the raft. Satsang. What about the inquiry of who am I on the raft?
This is the inquiry. You go on the raft, yes.
I don't need to ask who am I?
You go on the raft and see. You have not yet gone on the raft. After going on the raft, and then ask the inquiry, ask to the raft, are you able to carry my load to get me across other end of the ocean? You have to ask the raft. First, get onto the raft. Then what will happen?
The raft will carry me. If I get on the raft will carry me.
What?
If I get on the raft,
yes,
the raft will carry me.
That's all.
Then I must be blind, because I don't see the raft.
What?
Then I must be blind.
Yeah, you may even be blind. People go on the raft and they go. You close your eyes. You close your eyes, but get on the raft. Supposing you go in the You board an aeroplane, and you depend upon the aeroplane, is it? You don't make any effort. And if even you go towards the tail, to the toilet side, what does it matter? You go to the toilet, in the toilet you may be, but the plane is taking you where you want it to go. Isn't it? You will not think this toilet will be left behind. This experience you may have had of it. You just board the plane, that's all. And what you have got to do, only to board the plane, you have a boarding pass in your pocket. That's enough. And once boarded, throw away the boarding pass. Who will look at it, you see? And then you can do whatever you want. All activities, eating will be there, drinking will be there. You can go towards the tail also, it will be going ahead. And you said blind man, you close the eyes also. You close the eyes and sit and tie your belt. Even then the tray will be in front of you. You will eat. At that eating time, well, you close the eyes. If you have kept the closed eyes, the tray will be lifted. They will not wait for you. Yeah.